This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 6.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Day 6 of the Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. So, for today, your tasks are going to be, in addition to reading your 2 pages of Quran, which I hope you have been doing, you're going to be reading an article about how being chronically late for Salah affects your productivity and what to do about it. So how many of us often find that it's getting towards the end of Dhuha prayer and we have not prayed yet and Asr is about to come in because we told ourselves, do you know what? I've got about a 3-hour window to pray Dhuha. Khalas, I'll pray in about an hour. Even though we were perfectly capable of praying it at that time. One of the quotes that I really loved in this article was by Al-Hasan Al-Basri, who said, when Salat is the least of your concerns, then what is your most important concern? As much as you fix your Salah, your life will be fixed. Did you not know that Salah was equated with success? Come to prayer, come to success. How can you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success when you are not responding to His right upon you? So at the end of reading this article, inshallah, you will have learned new tips on how to break out of being chronically late for Salah. As for the rest of your day, for your next task, you're going to write down 3 things to be grateful for and you're going to share it with Productive Muslim. So for me personally, 3 things that I would say I am grateful for. One thing in particular that I'm always very grateful for is having an unblocked nose. I think when I get sick and I get a cold, it's possibly the worst thing ever. And I don't realize until I start using mouthwash how much of a blessing and a ni'mah it is to have an unblocked nose. Just minor things. Or recently I got tonsillitis and what happened was every time I would swallow, my throat was in so much pain. Like just the ability to swallow, again, is a blessing that I am incredibly grateful for. The last thing that I would say that I'm grateful for after an unblocked nose and the ability to swallow without any pain is the blessing of working for Productive Muslim. I feel that as a volunteer, what I get back from Productive Muslim is worth far more than what I put in terms of ajr and support and encouragement from the people who work with Productive Muslim and who read it. Now, for your last task, it's quite simple. If you listened to the podcast yesterday and read the article, you would know that you now need to incorporate the Productive Muslim sleep routine, which includes 30 minutes for your Lord. Within that 30 minutes, you are going to spend 5 minutes before sleeping glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether that's through tasbih, whether that's through reading the Quran. In some way, you are going to spend your time remembering your Creator. Tasks like this can sometimes be quite easy to put off because they seem quite tedious and you wonder what's the point. But one beautiful thing that I always remember is a hadith which says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated that there are 2 things that the believer can say that are light on the tongue but heavy on the scales, and they are subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. Just reciting those at least 100 times, making istighfar 100 times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make istighfar during the day. So if the Prophet is seeking forgiveness, then surely we should too. So that is your last task of the day. Again, very easy, good habit to build up. And inshallah, you guys have a wonderful day. I will be with you guys tomorrow for day 7 of the podcast, where we will be 1 week into Ramadan, inshallah. Thank you guys for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.